Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 192. And our topic today is the art and science of interpreting dreams. But do I mean the word interpreting? Do I mean analysing? Do I mean understanding? Do I mean dream therapy? Do I mean dream reading? Do I mean dream groups? There are so many different ways of approaching dreams, and that's what we're exploring today. But before we go there, just a little note that, of course, many of you who listen to the show, or have listened to the show over 193, two episodes, will know that we vary our format, and quite often we have a guest on the show, either by phone or a guest that sends in a dream for us to interpret. So if you're listening and you'd like to have a dream interpreted or explored on The Dream Show, go to my website at janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. Go to janeteresa.com, go to podcasts, and you'll see on the drop-down box under podcasts, contribute your dream, and that shows you how to get your dream onto the show. But on with how to interpret the art and science of interpreting your dreams. And I'm doing this largely through reading out four blogs that I've recently written and joining them together with a little bit of talk to illustrate the art and science of, which verb, your dream. And we're starting with a very short blog I wrote for the Dream Academy website. Oh, I haven't given you that email, website address, have I? All websites can be accessed through janeteresa.com, or of course you can find me on Facebook or Instagram. Anyway, this little tiny blog I wrote for the Dream Academy, and it's called A Life in Dreams. A Life in Dreams. When I look back over my life so far, I see a path of dreams. I think of my early childhood, and there it is, my dream of snakes nesting at the foot of my bed. I think of being 6 or 7, and there it is, in full colour and vivid, heart-pounding emotion, my dream of being a shepherd boy, encountering a pack of wolves gazing down at me from a mountain ridge with ominous intensity. I think of being 9 or 10, and there it is, the plane flying at such a sharp incline that it flips over backwards and explodes in the sky. I think of being 13, and there's my grandfather, a couple of days after his death, riding a motorbike into my dream and casually asking me if there's anything I'd like to know before he leaves. As a child, I was curious. Were these dreams a parallel reality? Did they offer glimpses into a more distant past, perhaps a past life, or predictions of future accidents, or glimpses into the spirit world? As a child, I was entranced by the magic of dreams and always welcomed the promise of the nightly adventures sleep would bring, even the scary ones. As my dreams became more surreal, I began to understand that they were rather more like energy pictures, depicting my emotions and interactions with the world, yet larger than life, as if they offered a glimpse of a larger and deeper part of myself and the nature of life than I could grasp while awake. I can mark out my life in dreams, as if turning the pages of a photo album. Most key events and turning points were preceded or accompanied by vivid dreams, and I know the same will be true of the years ahead. It's not that my dreams predicted my future. Like all dreams, they connected or reconnected me with the deepest parts of my being. And when I learned how to understand my dreams, I learned how to understand myself and my life, and how to use that insight to make powerful changes. These are the gifts that dreams bring. And since every one of us dreams about 5 dreams a night, whether or not we remember them, these are the universal gifts available to each and every one of us on a daily basis. To accept these gifts, we need to learn and practice the art and science of reading dreams, and allow the insight they bring to bestow the blessings they hold. I think that blog was in April, so if you want to read the reading version of that, go to the Dream Academy, which is actually dream-academy-online.com, which you can also access very easily from janetheresa.com, and I think that was posted in April 2017. Next in line and on the same theme is a blog I just wrote earlier this month, so that's June 2017 on janetheresa.com, and it's called What Your Dream Means. What Your Dream Means. It's a cherished belief of several popular approaches to dream interpretation that only the dreamer knows the meaning of the dream, and that input from others should never involve telling the dreamer what their dream means. One widespread method advocates sharing a dream with a group of people who then each in turn say, "If this were my dream," and then describe the meaning that they would derive from such a dream if indeed it were their dream and about their life, not the dreamer's. It's a way of acknowledging that we have our different perspectives based on our different experiences, so our takes on the same dream will vary. But somewhere along the line, the dreamer may resonate with one or more of the expressed views and reach their personal conclusion about the meaning of their dream. While there are strengths in this method, and especially so if some people in the group have a firm level of training in understanding dreams and can suggestively share their wisdom through their rendition of, "If this were my dream," it seems to me to lack courage and real commitment to helping the dreamer toward meaningful insight. It's all too easy to deny the shadows, challenges, and issues our dreams can reflect by deciding on a positive and inaccurate meaning of your dream. It's enticing. Why go to a difficult place when you can take your dream as an affirmation that you are on the right path, or that the soulmate you met in your dream is waiting for you in life, or that you should make the investment pictured in your dream, or warn a friend about a possible danger you have foreseen, or get back with an ex because you got on so well with them in a dream? These are extreme examples of misinterpretation, but sadly all too common. I have met many people who have taken such direction from their dreams, not only with no positive outcome, but also with having missed an opportunity to heal past hurts, integrate shadows, or transform them into light, make sound decisions, and take life-affirming actions. In a well-conducted group using the "If it were my dream" method, dreamers may arrive at more informed and helpful meanings of their dreams through being receptive to the offerings, but it still seems to me that the method delivers short when knowledge and accurate insight is withheld for fear of telling the dreamer something about their dream. Methods that involve asking the dreamer questions about their dream to help them come to their own interpretation can be powerful, if the questions are based on solid training in the art and science of understanding dreams and dreaming. But again, I feel the dreamer can still too easily miss the mark without more direct guidance on understanding their dream. At the other end of the scale, there are, of course, inadequacies and dangers in telling a dreamer what their dream means. Dream dictionaries that tell you what your dream means are usually extremely misleading, and expert opinion can fall a long way short if the interpretation does not include explanation that helps the dreamer see accurate reflections of her life in the dream and give her that tingling, "This makes absolute sense," feeling. If you involve dream experts in helping you to know what your dream means, wouldn't you want them to tell you what they see rather than withhold it? You have the choice to accept or reject, in whole or in part, and you certainly have the choice and the power to decide on the meaning of your own dream. But wouldn't you want to make that decision with all the offered insight and wisdom on the table? If you consulted your medical physician and she asked you questions and talked about what she would do if she had your symptoms, would you have enough information to make good decisions about your health? On the surface, this looks like a wise and enlightened approach, but notice that her method does not disclose her diagnosis or professional opinion. She has shared from a personal, not from a professional, perspective, and she has left you to draw your own conclusions rather than identifying the cause or even probable cause of your symptoms and offering direct care and opportunities for healing. If you're not a fan of conventional medicine, imagine the same scenario with a naturopath, electrician, architect, dentist, plumber, accountant, or any professional whose job involves helping you toward a diagnosis, solution, or identifying valuable insight. Your plumber might diagnose your plumbing problem and offer a solution, and you might choose to get a second or third opinion, and then you might decide to choose one of the offered solutions or come up with an alternative solution of your own. But the important thing is that you will make your decision based on having all the professional information made available to you. So what do I mean when I say that I feel that some of the popular approaches lack courage and real commitment to helping the dreamer toward meaningful insight? If you work with people to help them understand what their dreams mean, and you have real commitment to that, don't fall short of the courage it may take to offer your interpretation and insight based on your years of experience and training. Don't fall short on courage for fear that the dreamer may not want to face her shadows. Don't fall short on courage to ask questions that safely guide her to see what's most helpful to her. Don't fall short on courage to ask her difficult questions while holding space for her and giving her care and love. Don't fall short on telling her about the patterns you see in her dream and the way they not only relate to what she has told you about her life, but the way they take her deeper into understanding her life. Don't fall short on the courage to gift her recognition and awareness by drawing her attention to the unconscious beliefs that you see revealed in her dream. Don't fall short on the courage to live a real commitment to helping the dreamer toward meaningful insight and all the potentially life-enhancing rewards that she might otherwise miss. And dreamer, what of your dream? What does it mean? Have courage and real commitment to discovering meaningful insight from your dream, whether you choose to deepen your study of the subject, join a dream group, or consult a professional. And that one very neatly flows into a blog that I also wrote this month in June 2017, but this blog was for the Dream Academy. And I've called this the Dream Reader and the Dream Therapist. The Dream Reader and the Dream Therapist. Now there's a job title, Dream Reader. There's also Dream Interpreter, Dream Analyst, Dream Alchemist, and Dream Therapist. I'm often asked about the differences between these job descriptions, and while the boundaries may overlap or blur, let's get down to some definitions. People who choose to be in the business of helping people with their dreams operate under a range of job titles, a far bigger range than I have listed. Dream guide and dream group facilitator spring to mind. Some may specialize solely in dreams, while others may bring dream work into their current practice as a clinician or coach, inviting clients to explore their dreams as part of their therapy. After 25 years of helping clients with their dreams and observing the services other dream workers offer, here are my personal descriptions of some of these roles. dream reader. Dream readers read into a dream without doing any analysis or offering any therapy. A dream reader receives an intuitive picture of the meaning of the dream and relays this to the dreamer. Some dream readers may have accurate intuition, perhaps combined with good psychic vision. People who seek dream readings tend to see them in a similar category as psychic readings and are looking for messages from their dreams. A dream reading, as I observe it, is an intuitive impression of a dream that may or may not be accurate. Dream interpreter. Dream interpreters, by definition, interpret the mysterious language of a dream into everyday language that makes sense to the dreamer. They may base their interpretation on solid study and training with a reputable source, or they may step into the role with very little training but a sense of confident knowing. People who consult a dream interpreter often expect an interpretation for every part of the dream and for every symbol. Powerful dream interpreters begin with analysing a dream and then translate the analysis or offer an interpretation in everyday clear language for the client. Dream analyst. Dream analysts, by definition, analyse every part of a dream to identify information about the dreamer's mindset, particularly about their unconscious mind. Dream analysis involves identifying the dreamer's unconscious beliefs, attitudes, emotions, and patterns of behaviour, linking these back to their origins, and projecting ahead to offer how these patterns will affect the dreamer's future if they remain unchanged. A dream analyst will generally share all this information with a client, or may choose to present it in a more easily digestible form, more along the lines of a dream interpretation. Another take on dream analysis is a process of entering into long-term psychological analysis, bringing dreams as the potent material to work on. Dream alchemist. Dream alchemists create unique and personal dream alchemy exercises or practices for a client to do based on the client's dream. Dream alchemy is a precise art and science that helps reprogram the client's unconscious limiting beliefs identified in the dream during dream analysis into more helpful beliefs that remove blocks and open the way forward. You might also describe dream alchemy as a process that rewires the brain for positive outcomes. Dream analysis must precede dream alchemy. Dream therapist. Dream therapists offer mental and emotional, and ideally spiritual, therapy through exploring and working with their clients' dreams. Dream therapy is a process that involves regular, ideally weekly, sessions similar to psychotherapy. In my practice, dream therapy is a 12-week process, 12 one-hour sessions over 12 weeks. During dream therapy, the therapist may or may not share the analysis or interpretation with the client, but will lead the client through exploring the dream and connecting or reconnecting with aspects of the self in a healing, transformative way. The dream therapist will generally include dream alchemy or similar processes and will usually lead the client through these during the session. Now, I do have one other blog to read to you, but just it feels appropriate here to enlarge on that. And for those of you that have either started our online courses at the Dream Academy or are thinking about it, I think at this stage I might just give you a little outline of those. It'll only take a couple of minutes. So those of you that aren't interested, fast forward a little bit to the last blog or listen. So for those of you that haven't been to the Dream Academy, we launched it 3 months ago, I think. And the actual address is dream-academy-online.com, but you can easily find your way there from janetheresa.com. And we set it up as a place where you can go and learn one-on-one by yourself online. most of the stuff's by yourself online, and train in various ways. And further down the track, we're going to be putting up their courses for just general interest and like little, almost like going to a lunchtime seminar or having a bit of a weekend retreat to yourself. But we're starting by putting the big training courses up there. And as many of you probably know, the first course, How to Interpret Your Dreams Step by Step, is not only already up there, but being enjoyed by many students going through it. And in fact, you may be one of them. The other courses are in progress, as I'll describe to you now. So at the moment, we've got course one up there, How to Interpret Your Dreams Step by Step. And it's for anyone who wants to learn how to analyze and interpret their own dreams. And you can do this course now by going there. Course two, Dream Alchemy, is for anyone who wants to learn how to create and use Dream Alchemy exercises and practices. Now, if you want to do the Dream Alchemy course, the first course, How to Interpret Your Dreams Step by Step, is a prerequisite. So while you're waiting for Dream Alchemy to go live, you might want to start with course one. Where we're up to at the time of recording this podcast, which is 2 or 3 days ahead of it going live, late June, the course for Dream Alchemy is actually there. You just can't see it yet because we're finishing off the post-production on the videos, but it will be launched pretty soon. Course three is called Dream Therapy One, and it's a training course for becoming a dream therapist. Now, for that, also, courses one and two are prerequisites because Dream Therapy One will assume that you have the knowledge of dream interpretation and dream alchemy. So if you're looking towards going for the training course on becoming a dream therapist, start now with course one, then do course two. And by the time you've done that, course three will be up there. Dream Therapy One is almost finished being written and uploaded to the course, and then we'll be videoing and post-producing those and going up, and they'll certainly be going up within the next few months. And finally, Course Four, which is called Dream Therapy Two, is an optional extra. You know, you become a dream therapist at the end of Course Three, but it's an optional extra, and it's an assignment-based further study course that includes one-on-one private phone sessions with me. And of course, for that, the previous three courses are prerequisites as well. So that was just a little bit of extra information for those of you that would actually like to train on any of those levels, or even at least just do the first course, How to Interpret Your Dreams, so that you can indeed interpret and analyze your dreams and probably help other people to interpret and analyze theirs. And finally, the blog that I wanted to bring to you on this theme is called The Ancient Alchemist. And I forgot to note when I wrote this. This one is on janetheresa.com. And I think I probably wrote this a couple of months ago. So let me have a guess. I wrote this in May 2017 or thereabouts. The Ancient Alchemist. In a dream last week, an ancient alchemist leaned in close and shared his advice. When you work with the feminine, work with earth. When you work with the masculine, work with metal. And when you gain clarity, work with perspex. The previous day, I had been puzzling over the way to approach the next step in a project. There were several possibilities, each quite different. I had been working long hours and knew that a good night's sleep would refresh my brain and give me clearer perspective. I also trusted the age-old wisdom to sleep on it whenever there's a key decision to make. The alchemical combination of restorative sleep and insightful dreams has the potential to transform a rusty heap of mental overload into a gleaming gold solution. It's the job of the dreaming mind to process your conscious and unconscious experiences of the last day or two, to do a bit of mental and emotional housework, maybe even, occasionally, a major spring clean, to create a sense of order, to tie up loose ends, problem solve, and find perspective. On an ideal dreaming night, that's what happens. On a less than ideal dreaming night, the mental and emotional housework gets as far as gathering all the loose ends and stuck patterns of thinking in a big pile and leaving them all there, an unresolved dream. When you learn the art and science of dream interpretation, you can explore that pile and discover why your dreaming mind is currently unable to resolve issues and challenges for you. why clarity has eluded you. You'll discover unconscious limiting beliefs and associated emotions that are limiting perspective and blocking effective solutions. When you become proficient at understanding your dreams, you'll welcome these stuck, messy dreams and enjoy doing the detective work, gaining new self-awareness and applying dream alchemy techniques to magically untangle the mess and remove the blocks to moving forward in life. There's still a little dream work to do on those magical mornings when you wake from an ideal dreaming night, glistening gold in hand. It's the work of cherishing the dream, reliving it in your mind's eye and heart's beat, so that it stays with you to light and inspire your way. I loved the way that my dream gifted me an audience with the ancient alchemist, my time-transcendent inner wisdom accessed through my restorative sleep-on-it night. When I reviewed the project I had been working on, I saw that it did indeed begin with working with the feminine, working with Earth. That was the fertile, creative, nurturing, inner world phase, the essential energy of the writing and dream work that I do. Once that part of the project was established, it did indeed move on to working with the masculine, working with metal. That was the mental, metal work, the outer world phase of building of the structure, of manifesting the project into accessible form. The third phase, clarity on the next step of the project, had arrived now that my refreshing sleep had delivered and I had woken with clear vision. As my ancient alchemist advised, when you gain clarity, work with perspex, which, in dream speak, I love the play on words dreams employ, is a poetic way of saying clear perspective. Maybe this is universal advice helpful for you too. Begin with the inner work, then move to the outer work. Allow for the clear vision that birthed the project in the first place to shift and change. There's alchemy in doing any work, any project. Expect to be transformed by the work. Anticipate a shift in perspective once you've completed the feminine and the masculine, the yin and the yang. Let the scaffolding, the bits and pieces of building detritus, the long working shifts, the tired brain, go. Sleep on it. Invite fresh perspective in. Welcome it and work with it. Work with perspex from that point forward. And then I wrote, P.S. As I sat down to write this, I absentmindedly shuffled the wise yogini oracle cards that are on my desk. I cut the pack and looked to see what came up. And it came up with the sun. And the text for the sun said, clarity emerges from the long dark night. Awaken from the dream, open into the light and shine at one with the source, lightened and enlightened. I had to smile because the words were mine. I wrote the text for the wise yogini oracle designs, and yet they were the same words as the ancient alchemist words in my dream. You know, every character in a dream represents an aspect of the self. We're in accord. And that's the end of that one. And as you can probably guess, the project in mind was the writing and uploading of the first course onto the Dream Academy. And so there was that creative process of conceiving of the idea, the writing of the course, the videoing, you know, the idea and the picture of it. The mental or the metal side of it was actually the physical process of getting it online and the IT behind it and all that stuff and the marketing. And then finally, the clarity was getting clearer vision on what we'd actually produced and how to present it and how to explain it to you and how to love it and nurture it and offer it. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. You know, there might be some of you thinking, yeah, that's all well and good, but I can't really afford the time or the money to do the courses on the Dream Academy. And of course, that may be completely right for you. And there are plenty, plenty, plenty of ways to learn how to interpret the art and science of how to interpret your dreams, the art and science of how to understand your dreams, etc., etc. And one of those ways is to listen to as many of our podcasts as you can. especially the ones that involve having a guest on the show, and you can hear how I approach a dream that a dreamer brings. And on some of those shows, I'm interpreting. On some, I'm doing dream therapy. On some, I'm offering dream alchemy. They're mixed and matched to give you all of that. So there's a huge, rich resource there for you, or for anyone that can get online to listen to and share and learn from. Or you can pop along to the Dream Academy and do a course or two or three or four. Or if you're more up for a quick race to the end, you can book a consultation with me and get that help through any of those modalities at janetheresa.com. Or find me on Facebook, or with increasing increasing momentum is the word I was looking for, on Instagram. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. And the next episode, episode 193, if you're listening in real time, will be going live on the 21st of July, 2017. You can listen to all episodes of The Dream Show at janetheresa.com. All episodes, all 192 of them, are housed on our server. And our server will continue to house all our podcasts until forever. Or you can listen to the last 10, of course, on iTunes. Have a wonderful month, and I'll speak to you next month on episode 193. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson.